Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's me, Tony J, Tony Jacobson, and welcome to another episode of Tony Talks. Man, I am doing this podcast, this episode, remotely. I'm out and about. I'm out in Hollywood, California right now, and it's a beautiful night. It's a beautiful dusk time right now. The sky is clear. The weather is starting to cool down now because we're now officially in fall, you know, for the fall season, and it's starting to feel like it here in LA. We still have hot days where we're in the high 80s and low 90s. We're in the high 80s and the low 90s, right? So that's the temperatures out here. So it's like still kind of hot outside, but you know, LA is part of a desert. We're a desert out here. So it gets hot during the day and cold at night. So it's starting to cool down and it's super awesome out here. So yeah, you may hear a car or two whiz by because I'm sitting inside the car and I'm doing this podcast because I just want to talk about some stuff. And today I want to talk about, you know, what happens if you get injured and, you know, you still want to work out. You still want to stay healthy, right? Like, that's a big thing because just a couple days ago, I actually had an injury happen. And I went to the doctor today to have it checked out. But what happened is this. So I've been doing P90X3. I'm in week 7. I've been doing really good, getting stronger, feeling like I'm, you know, burning off some fat, getting a little stronger, getting more mobility, getting more stability and balance. So it's been awesome. And, you know, I started to have a little bit of back pain kind of, you know, I think it was more from just, you know, realigning and getting back into exercise consistently because I've been working out 6 days a week. So, you know, it's been a little bit sore here and there, but mostly muscle. So that's cool. And I don't mind that at all. That sort of pain is pain that we're going to encounter when we're working out and exercising on a consistent basis. But so a couple days ago, I, you know, did a workout in the morning and then I went to a job. It was a background acting gig and I was walking out of a trailer and I stepped down a couple steps and I kind of moved out of the way for somebody and I tweaked my back, my rib. Like I felt something kind of pop, but I wasn't sure. And then like my rib, my back right side rib just is in pain. So to me, I'm like, what the F is going on, right? Is this a broken rib, right? Because like I couldn't really cough. Like I cough, I sneeze, I breathe quickly, you know, and it hurts. I move certain ways and it hurts. And I'm like, man, did I break a rib? I don't know. Because, you know, with osteogenesis imperfecta, with all the broken bones that I have had throughout my lifetime, it's, you know, pain. I have a very high tolerance for pain. So even something like this, you know, I could break a rib and maybe not even know it, right? Like for me, a fractured rib could feel like to somebody else, just a muscle pull or a muscle strain. So it's, for me, I wasn't sure what was happening. I was like, oh, maybe it's a muscle pull and not a broken rib. So, you know, I put some heat on it. I stopped moving right away. You know, not really. I mean, I had to finish the job that I was at. And then I, you know, drove home and I was like, you know, hey, I got to lay down and put some heat on this and, you know, take some pain meds, took some Advil just to see, you know, just to get over that initial shock of the pain. And so, you know, day goes by. The next day, I'm like, it feels a little better. And I actually did my workout the next day because it was legs, so I didn't have to worry about my upper body. And I actually modified a couple of the moves because it's still kind of pulled on that side of my body. So I modified the moves. I still got through the workout. Wasn't as intense as the others, but I still did it. And then I was like, you know what? I need to go see the doctor because I don't know if this is a broken rib or if it's just a pulled muscle. So today it's Friday. It's the 28th of September, and I went to the doctor today, got an X-ray taken, and now I have to wait until Monday to get the results, which is crazy because number one, we're in 2018. This process should be immediate, and it is. Like, you can take an x-ray and immediately see what's happening, but you know, I had to go to a different place to get the x-ray taken from where my doctor is, and then it takes 2 days for them to just process because they have so many things happening, so many patients, that it's gonna, and I called my doctor And I said, hey, can you call them and get it expedited? So they did. And they said, yeah, we got it expedited to Monday. So I'm like, oh, great. That's not an expedited. That's not expedited to me, because now I got to wait still three more days to find out, because who knows when they'll call me on Monday. But now I have to wait 3 more days to see, is my rib actually broken or am I just dealing with a muscle strain? To be honest, I'm going to know, like, by Monday, depending on the pain, depending on my level of movement, my range of motion, I'm going to be able to tell, I think, you know, if it's really broken rib or not. Because, like, even today, it's 2 days later, it's Friday, it's not as much pain. I know with broken bones, like, pain will last for a while. So, fingers are crossed, and I'm pretty sure I'm leaning more towards this is just a muscle pull, muscle something or other with the tendons. Now, I've had rib issues before. I had a intercostal muscle, which is the muscle that's in between the ribs. I had one that got twisted up. Bottom left-hand side of my rib cage, there was a twist, and that was, like, popping constantly as I would push on it and do stuff, like, kind of throughout my life. And then finally, when I went through my transformation, I was working out, and it happened again. I went to a massage therapist, and he really dug in there. He flipped the muscle around for me. It was so painful. It wasn't the most painful thing I've ever been through, but it was very painful. But I've never had that issue again now. Now it never pops, and it's actually a lot stronger, and it's great. So I'm hoping that that's what's happening on the other side right now. I'm hoping it's just a something muscle twist, pop, pull, strain, something, and not the bone, because, you know, nobody's trying to deal with a broken rib right now because I got workouts to do. But that's the whole point of this. Okay, so that's the story. That's the backstory of what's happened thus far. And so, you know, how do you continue to work out? How do you continue to stay healthy even if you get a broken bone, right? I'm talking right to my OI folks. I'm talking to my folks out there who may just break bones. Maybe you have osteoporosis. Maybe you have another bone. Maybe you just have bone fragility just because your bones are weaker, right, than the average person. And you experience broken bones frequently. So how do you keep going? How do you keep working out if you experience a broken bone? Well, here's a couple steps, and I always tell people this. Number one is you start immediately changing what you're eating, because if you are going to limit your mobility at all at that point to recover, you need to make sure you're eating right, because if you're still consuming a lot of calories, which you should be consuming when you're working out, you want to cut those calories right away, because then it's not going to get burned off, and it's going to turn into fat. So that's number one. You got to hit the diet first. And then, you know, you got to determine how limited am I going to be? Like for me, if it's a localized injury, like right now, literally it's on like one part of my rib. I can push on it. I feel the pain, like right where it's at. And I move certain ways, and there's certain pull push movements that I do with my right arm that I can feel it. So what I say to myself is, okay, how can I keep moving, but, you know, do it in a proper way so that I don't have that pain? So number one, I'm not going to work like my lats, right? My lats on that side. I'm not going to work those. I'm not going to work the lower back muscles right now. I'm not going to work my back pretty much until I start to feel better. But I can work other things, right? I can work other muscles. So number one, like the way I did it was, you know, like I worked out my legs the very next day, and that was fine. It was totally fine. And of course, there were some moves that required me to use my right hand, and like some balancing stuff where, you know, I would have to engage my core so I would feel pain in certain ways. So I just modified and I adapted and I held on to things in the balance, and I, you know, eliminated that right hand movement if I needed to, but I still worked out the muscles of my legs. So I adapted, I modified the workout so I could keep going. So say you have a broken ankle. Doesn't stop you from working out your upper body. Doesn't stop you from working out your hips, your knees, your quads, your hamstrings. Like, you know, you can still have a lot of movement there. Maybe if you have you break your ankle, you can't move your ankle. So you're not gonna be able to do like calf stuff. You can still do some isometric moves, but, you know, you're for the most part, you're not going to be doing that movement because you need it to heal. So, but you can still work out every other muscle. So there's no excuse to say, oh, well, I'm just gonna lay on the couch and heal and not do anything. See, there is a way to keep moving. So
First, you want to look at your food. Next, you want to look at how are you going to adapt your workouts and your movement so you can still get those workouts in, get that exercise in. And then really, you know, the third thing is, and really I guess it should be the number one thing, is you want to make sure you are mentally straight and mentally in the game still, you know? So I guess that would be number two. Gosh, the mental thing, you could put it at number one, you could put it at number two, but it is, you know, one of the top priorities, because as soon as you get an injury, like when I hurt myself Wednesday, I felt depressed right away. It was crazy. Like whenever I have an injury now, like things will pop up from like childhood injuries, like immediately, just because it's still in my subconscious. So immediately I'm like, oh man, now I'm out for the count. Oh man, now I'm going to be out from doing my workouts. Oh, this is going to stop me. Like these things come right away, and then I get depressed. Then I get worried. Then I get all these like super crazy negative emotions happening right away. And that sucks. So the first thing we have to do is mentally stay in the game. Now, I can honestly say that this exercise of mental strength needs to be worked on consistently. Even when we're not injured, we need to work on that consistently. We need to make sure we're working on that mental strength of knowing we're powerful, knowing we're strong, knowing we're not broken, knowing if we do break, it's no big deal. We will heal. You know, having these thoughts are thoughts that need to happen even when we're not in injury mode, simply because it's an exercise. It's working out our mental muscle, right? So I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that, you know, for the next, well, until the next episode, until you listen to the next episode. And take it into consideration, you know, think about strengthening that mental muscle so that you know that you can get through any injury quickly. And then the second thing, you know, if you do get injured, think about your food right away. And then the third thing is, how do you adapt and modify so that you can keep moving? Because even through that, even through exercise, consistency, and movement, you're going to help to heal bones faster. And you're going to heal yourself faster that way. So, yeah. I think that's about it for this one. I just wanted to get that off my chest and talk about it, because with this recent kind of injury, quote unquote, I'm throwing up the air quotes, that I just occurred, it was on my mind. And I'm like, you know what? I got to talk about this, because, you know, I talk about always being healthy and fit and working out and doing my P90X and doing all these things. But, you know, things happen to me too. And I'd like to talk about them so I can share my life with you guys, and you can get an insider, you know, an inside look into, you know, what I go through when, you know, negative things do happen to me. So I hope this helped. I hope this helped someone out there that might be, you know, facing an injury. I hope this helps you to work on that mental game so that, you know, if an injury does occur, you know how to handle it like right away and get through it. And, you know, if you are injured, I'm sending out my prayers for a speedy healing and recovery. I'm literally praying. I'm not just saying it. You know, a lot of people say, oh, don't say thoughts and prayers on a Facebook post or a social media post. And I say, why wouldn't you want to say that? Any prayer is a good prayer, even if it's putting someone in your thoughts for a moment and sending it up to God. Like, that's a positive thing. Think about how many, if a million people did that all at once, what happens? So if you discredit thoughts and prayers, you need to think about your thoughts and prayers. That's all I'm saying. But no judgment, though. No judgment, though. Just don't judge me if I'm sending out thoughts and prayers for somebody, because I honestly do. And, you know, when I pray, it may be for a quick second, it may be for a couple minutes, but I always will put that person in my thoughts, and I'm putting you in my thoughts right now. If you're going through an injury, if you are experiencing something right now where you feel you can't continue as far as, like, exercising or moving, you can do this. You can do this, and have positive thoughts for your healing, and tell yourself every day you're healing. You're 100%. Your body is 100%. You know, whatever that, if there's a broken bone, that bone is healing right now as we speak and as we think. So just keep those thoughts going. And I know you're going to come through this, and you're going to start moving, and you're going to feel so much better. So if you guys have any questions for me, go ahead and post on this, whatever platform you're on. I think you can put comments on Anchor. On Anchor, it's really cool. If you have the app, you can actually send me questions in audio, and then I can add those to future episodes. So consider doing that. Download the Anchor.fm app to your phone or device or whatever, and then you can record a question that gets sent to me, and then I can answer it. I can include your voice in my episode and then answer it. How cool is that? Right? Yeah. And then also, if, you know, please consider supporting the podcast, even if it's a couple bucks every month. It totally helps me to keep producing these podcasts for you and keep this content rolling with my YouTube and with the podcast and with everything that I've got going on. It really helps to make that happen because it's, you know, it takes some time to make these things happen. So I appreciate any support that you can give. And yeah, that's about it. All right, so get out there. You know, for all my fellow OIers, get out there, continue breaking barriers, not bones. And for everybody else, remember, you know, if you eat right and you move and get moving and you know, get your mind straight, right? Get your mind straight. With those three things, you can and you will live the healthy, high-powered, happy life you deserve. I'll talk to you next time.